This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
47 seconds into the game, the Knicks lost Jalen Brunson. They were able to win it 107-98.
Knee contusion, x-rays are negative, so that's where it is.
There's never any quit in this team. They just fight.
This really is a New York team, isn't it?
It really is.
These Knicks, man, they're just a team of absolute dogs.
You're not going to outwork them. You're not going to out-tough them. They're going to give you every single ounce of everything they have.
It's been really the story of the season. Just keep fighting, and that's all we can do. Each and every day, get out there, go as hard as you can.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 9 o'clock hour. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. You're about 15 minutes away from a segment that everyone loves, Stuff You Missed. We'll get to the Knicks in seconds. The Eagles announced that Jason Kelce is going to host a press conference at the team facility 1 o'clock today. I would assume that's going to be his retirement moment, and he's going to announce that today.
Feels like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be tough when you know you can still play.
Oh, he could definitely still play. Played at a very high level last year. But as a Giants fan, I hope that he does retire.
Oh, of course you do. I'm just saying, as an athlete, like to have the ability to still play, have a team that still wants you to play and decide to retire. I don't know if I could do it.
Correct, but he's reached the pinnacle, right? He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to a Super
Bowl.
He's been great for so long.
I get it, but like in the grand scheme, I'm just saying me as an individual, the grand scheme of life, there is only a finite amount of time you get to do this.
Sure.
Where you can perform at a certain level, team still wants you, and to not do it would be, I would have a hard time with that. I'd be like, no, I'd be one of the guys that they have to like drag, like rip
Maybe it's like Muhammad Ali-ish where you watch him fight or play or whatever, and you're like, boy, I remember when he was Muhammad Ali. Like, because you're not that guy anymore. And I'm not saying he would be that, but you don't want that either.
No, you don't want that either. But, I mean, if I thought that I was willing to put the work in, play at a high level, and it was still the same team, too. This is not like it's like, I can still play. I'll show someone.
Right.
And then it's another, you know, some random team signs you. This is like, the Eagles would, I'm sure, love to have him back. Guy can still play. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. But he's got other stuff going on. He's got a family, he's got a wife, got this podcast. Probably doesn't want to deal with the injuries and everything else.
Right. I'm sure. At some point, like, I'm still healthy. I have a family. I have other things I'm interested in. This is probably a good time.
And he's hot right now for TV jobs. Hot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's good.
Yeah, he's good. His podcast is thriving, and then I'm sure he'll get some kind of TV job.
Let's get into the Knicks. You know, again, it was weird watching the game. Because as into the game as you were, your number one thought that was kind of, you know, the overall feeling for, I think, everyone was, oh, God, what's going to be with Jalen Brunson? So the fact that you find out after the game, now we don't know officially yet, but it doesn't sound like this is going to be any kind of a severe injury, and that's the hope. I think you were able to digest the win a lot better and be like, oh, that was a great win. But during the game, as good as the win was, I just had the, oh, God, it was the dark cloud hanging over the head of the Knicks win last night.
The win was going to be secondary.
I mean, the game was secondary, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, as important as that game was, I mean, it's Cleveland recognizing, you know, where you're at in the standings. Teams that won last night, you know, Philly winning, Orlando winning, like, and we haven't played well. We haven't won enough recently. So, I mean, it's an important game, but the thought of him being lost for the season changed.
Well, then the season's lost.
It's gone.
Season's, I mean, we've sat here, and how far can you go if Randall doesn't come back and OG and you have Brunson? I mean, you don't have Brunson, and you're not doing anything. You're not getting anywhere.
No, you're done. And I was reading something during the break. Dante DiVincenzo said he talked to him after the game, and he said he was good. So,
oh, thank God. By the way, how many times a game do I watch DiVincenzo and think to myself, oh, God, now he's hurt? No? I mean, it happens like 5 times a game.
Yeah, he gets nicked up a little bit.
I mean, it's the ankle, it's the hamstring, he's hobbled, he can't get back on defense. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Cassie was watching the game with me last night, and she's like, oh, but does he have shoulder problems? I was like, why? Because he's got all the cupping marks all over his shoulder. I'm like, yeah, I think he's into cupping, and it makes him feel good, I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever done cupping?
I have not done cupping, no.
I did it once. It's weird.
You like it?
Eh.
I've pretty much done everything but cupping.
I mean, I didn't dislike it. I mean, you know what the thing is? People are so desperate to try anything when they don't feel well. They're trying to get better. I honestly don't know how much it works because it didn't do much for me. But I'm certainly willing to do it. It's just it's weird. It like sucks your skin in.
Yeah. Yeah, I would try anything. I mean, I actually had the most benefits from acupuncture. Has been my favorite.
I don't like acupuncture.
I would do anything. Anything.
But that's the thing that all these kooky doctors, they prey on people that don't feel well or aren't right. And it's like, well, I can fix you by doing this or doing that. It's like when you don't feel well, you'll do whatever it takes to feel better.
Right, because you just want to feel better.
Exactly.
You just don't want to be in pain anymore.
I can pinch your skin really tight and make you feel better. Great. Pinch away, right?
Yeah, I told you, dude. When I was dealing with my whole knee stuff, you told me to go eat horse poop. I would have done it.
I mean, they used to put leeches on people to suck the blood out of them.
Anything.
You would do anything. Here is Tom Thibodeau on Brunson's injury.
Knee contusion. So he had x-rays, the negative. So that's where it is. He bumped knees. That's what happened.
I mean, if that's what it is, if it's knee contusion, nothing major, no structural damage, the Knicks really dodged a bullet here.
Big time. Big time. Because the way that looked, especially because it felt like at first when you saw it, it looked like it was non-contact. You're like, it's done. It's over.
And by the way, honestly, the guys on the group chat, they suck. They really do.
It was, so what do you want? They're watching the game. I mean, what do you want to
react to? Well, I get, but I don't need that level of negativity.
Well,
I mean, John Winthrop, 7-15.
If you had watched that live, you watched that live, you would have done the same thing.
No, I wouldn't. Knicks season over? Okay, can I wait to see what the diagnosis is before I start waving the white flag?
Understand who wrote that, though. He's a Jets fan who watched the season end in four plays.
And then then Santiago with the retort to that was a fun season, guys.
It has been a fun season.
Yeah, but there's such negativity.
I mean, there's been so much.
Everyone had the same thoughts as that was happening, Dave. Don't make us out to be that guy.
So much adversity this
season,
too.
Everyone had the same thoughts.
I'm sure the guys on the bench had the same thought.
You guys find the negative in anything?
There was nothing to be positive about at the time.
You can be positive now.
He couldn't walk.
Well, now he's hot. He's going ballroom dancing, I hear, tonight.
No, he's definitely not going ballroom dancing.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either.
Couldn't lift his foot up.
I get it. Sounds like they dodged a bullet here, though.
It does sound like they dodged a bullet, yeah, and then found a way.
And by the way, seemingly dodging a bullet, how great is that win?
It's a, that's one of the
big
best
boy
wins of the season. It's one of the best wins of the season.
I mean, McBride was great, and Hart was sensational, and Bogdanović was able to score, you know, when they needed him to.
He had 20, yep.
I mean, Josh Hart. That's what a performance, and Hartenstein. It really was. It made you proud of rooting for this team.
Everybody found a way to contribute. I mean, Ducey didn't. The second Jalen got hurt, Ducey played every minute. Didn't take a break. Didn't have a turnover, by the way.
I know.
16 points, played over 47 minutes, didn't have a turnover.
Right. What did he play, like 47 minutes and 20 seconds, right? He came in the second. 47-13,
because Hart, right. Brunson was for 47. Hart played over 45. Precious got it going in the third quarter. Dante got you going early, had a great third quarter. I mean, everyone found a way. Bogdanović had the 20. I mean, that's what has to happen, though. I mean, they're I didn't even know if, I say decimated, but, is that a strong enough word for what this team is dealing with injury-wise?
I think decimated is the appropriate word. I mean, they are.
When you had one of your five starters again last night?
It really is amazing. Well, it just goes to show you the grit and determination of this team.
Yeah, and I think that's a real, what I learned last night, not about this team, because we already know about this team, but more importantly, what we learned about Cleveland is, I think, and we said this earlier in the show, there are a lot of people that looked at last year and what we did to them, especially to their bigs, and said to themselves, okay, we feel good about playing Cleveland if we have to see them in the playoffs. And then other people will say, well, this is a different Cleveland team.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's the same. I mean, I'm not scared of Jared Allen. And this is without my bigs, right? This is without Robinson. This is with a limited Hartenstein. This is without Randall. Mobley, no. But you know, I'm not a fan of at all. Aquaro. He doesn't impress me remotely.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go that far. I mean, they also didn't have Donovan Mitchell or Caris LeVert, but...
Okay, but the Knicks certainly didn't have a lot more than they didn't have.
Well, right. No, right. I think that, dude, I mean, what we did to them last year, a lot of it was because we bullied their bigs, and would their bigs be better? And from what I saw last night, now I know
no.
It's not the postseason,
the answer is no.
The answer would be I wouldn't mind seeing Cleveland in the playoffs.
No, in fact, I would sign right now for Cleveland in the first round.
Well, especially now, dude. I'm looking at the stupid bracket thing, too. Yeah, give me the 3-6 to start the playoffs.
I don't understand. I'm confounded by you. You didn't realize that it was just a straight bracket?
No, I did. But when I answered the question initially, I go back to what I want it to be for some reason, where it should be reseeding. And the NHL is the same thing. It's stupid. It's dumb. Like, there's no reason to have a bracket. You go 1-8 and then reseed after the first round. One always gets the best. The higher seeds always get the better matchup.
You get the biggest benefit because you earned it during the regular season. I agree with you, but that's not the way it is. Let's go to Mike in Roxbury. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, buddy?
A couple of things. I just want to start off first with saying, don't the Knicks have a guy like Udonis Haslam-style guy to protect their guys out there? Like, I almost want to throw Rempe in a pair of shorts and put him out there, protect our guys a little bit.
What do you mean? I mean, it's not like it was dirty.
Don't you feel like Brunson's getting banged around?
Well, yeah, of course he's getting banged around. Within the rules of the game, though.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's nice to have a little protection for your guys out there and not let them get bullied around like that.
So what do you want to just drop the gloves and fight?
Maybe Rempe was a bit of a bad example, but yeah, like if he's getting knocked to the ground like that, yes, I'd like somebody to get in his face and let him know, hey, that's not going to happen. Protect our guys.
Really happen in the NBA, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd use last night's injury to Jalen Brunson as one of the examples. I mean, Chris Paul took advantage of him when they played Golden State. Kuminga lowered his shoulder and smashed him. I mean, yeah, they're going to pick on him because they're going to try to wear him down. He's their best player.
Well, he right.
Oh, absolutely.
And thanks for the call, Mike. He is their best player, right? He is their most
important
piece. He's
their engine.
And he's undersized.
Yeah, right. So exactly. I mean, any smart team would try to just be as physical as possible.
So the thought is we can hammer him and wear him down a little bit.
Right. You do the same thing to Steph. I mean, you're not going to have an enforcer necessarily, but you do the same. But whatever they're doing to your guys, you do to their guys.
Of course you do. You don't think the Knicks are going to do that in spades the way it's being done to them?
Of course they are.
Right. It's part of the coaching strategy. Let's go to Dan in Jersey. Thank God that stupid daddy thing is done. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Harry. You guys today?
Oh, great. Oh, now this phone line doesn't work. Try one more time, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys today?
Much better. All right, guy, what do you got?
So, do you know who the Monmouth Hawks are playing in the first round of the CAA tournament, Dave, before I start my next point?
I don't.
The Campbell Camels.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's the game?
Washington, D.C. I'll actually be on the call for that.
Nice. Is it the Verizon Center?
The entertainment and sports arena, they just opened it. I believe the Mystics play there.
Look at you, Dan.
Can I interrupt this for a quick second?
Sure.
Okay. You're a smart guy, right?
Who?
You.
I think so.
Okay. Well, why would Djibouti Dan ask you who Monmouth was playing if it was any other team but Campbell?
Well, because he calls Monmouth games.
No, I know. But why would he ask you?
I don't know. Then I'm an idiot. What do you want me to tell you? I didn't pick up on the clues, the breadcrumbs that he was dropping. Sorry. You knew? And when he asked that, you're like, oh, it's Campbell.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, then you know what? Open your pie hole and give me an answer. instead of using it for tonsil hockey all the time.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Dan, the other thing I want.
So, Rick, this is a hockey question for you. Do you think that everyone, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter say that the Rangers should trade Kaapo Kakko. I don't think they should, but I think the perfect deal for them would be Vetrano and Henrik, because I think if they do that, I think they're the favorite to win the cup because they add that bottom six center that they need, and they add someone that can play with Mika, who hasn't produced at all in 5-on-5,
right,
and Kreider. I think it's the perfect deal. And then about Tom Thibodeau, I think he's playing these guys too much, and I think if he continues to play these guys as much as he does, I don't think Brunson should play Tuesday. I think he should let Brunson sit for a little bit, let him get fully healthy so it doesn't become a bigger injury. Because Tibbs has a history of playing these guys and them getting hurt because he's played them for so much.
Well, couple things, and thanks for the call. They're not going to rush him back.
No.
Right? And I would be surprised if Brunson played tomorrow night.
Yeah, I would be surprised. It sounds like, I mean, the way that his teammates describe him, like he's one of the toughest guys in the NBA, and he'll try to play, but I would probably lean towards. Well, because, I mean, depending on how bad it was.
No. I'm not saying that. I know he would push back, but my point is why? Like, if you're the Knicks, give him. I mean, you don't play a very good team. You should be able to beat the Hawks at home regardless. I'm not playing Brunson.
No, but I'm speaking as to like what Jalen Brunson would want to do.
For sure. But sometimes you have to protect the players from themselves.
Of course.
Right. Eric in Brooklyn. Let's see how good this poem is going to be. Eric, go ahead.
Hey there, guys. So it's not a haiku that I came up with. And let me know what you think.
Go ahead.
So, tick tock tick. Finally a poem for Sport Jesus's sidekick, Rick. He once had a job where he wore a mask and a cage. Now he's in front of a microphone spitting fury and rage. He works with two guys named RJ and Ray and keeps Rothenberg from landing shots on Michael K. He and only he gets free biscuits at a bougie diner, and he hears daily from Dave, "I'm the biggest football fan ever, whiner." This poem could give a shout-out to the company and go on and on, talking about Tweet Adjacent, Bart and Alan, or Peter and Don. But as we come to the end of this, and be that as it may, a Super Bowl win by the Jets would really, really make his day. So as we wrap up this ode on what would make Rick feel very manly, it would be if the Islanders could lift a cup named after a lord called Stanley. The
wow.
End.
That was nice. Thanks, nice. Eric.
Yeah, nice.
An ode to Rick.
A netminder.
There you go. It. Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it. Rick, I got some bad news for you.
Oh, great.
Jazz hands. This is legitimately big.
This could have waited for Sim.
Oh, you suck.
Mike Evans and the Buccaneers, 2 years, $52 million deal. Oh, he's off the table.
I thought he wanted to play with an elite quarterback.
T. Higgins off the table. Sounds like Devontae Adams may not be available.
I thought he wanted to play for an elite quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he
likes Tampa. Didn't even mention this. Did you see, we talked about the combine earlier. RJ, do you have any combine stories in Sim?
You tell the story.
No. Do you have stories?
Oh, please. I mean, you go, dude.
Just tell the story. You're already bigfooted with the Mike Evans contract.
I wasn't going to wait on the Mike Evans. It was a worthy story to get into.
Well, Sim starts in 30 seconds.
You literally could have gone the Sim. And if RJ didn't have it there, you call him out on it.
Yeah.
Which he would have had it.
Right, I don't want to call anybody out on anything.
No, because you're
attention whore. Never.
That's the last thing I want to do.
No. This is what you do.
RJ's protector.
No, so did you see what Roma Dunze did at the Combine?
I don't know.
Anybody?
No.
RJ, was this in your Sim?
It was not.
Okay, so he stayed around. He was the last one off the field because he was convinced that he could get a certain time on the cone drill. And he kept doing it just by himself because he wanted to prove that he proved himself that he could do it in a certain time.
Now, do you think he's so genius that he knows that teams would love that? Or do you think he really wanted to do that on his own?
That he's that competitive?
Yeah.
I want to hope that he's that competitive.
Didn't you do something similar, Rick?
With the grip test, yeah.
Yeah, he has to do the grip test again.
My hand slipped.
No, I understand it, but didn't you say that the teams love that?
I guess Milbury loved it, yeah. Which, like, listen, I had a FU match with Milbury a bunch of different times, but that was one of the things I would always do. He's like, he said something to me, and that's when I snapped. But, like, the whole, like, I used to come to camp, like, I want to win all the, if I want the most pull-ups, like, be the best in shape. It did nothing.
How many pull-ups could you do in your prime?
Didn't matter. How many pull-ups in camp? I did 30.
Wow.
I don't know, 30-something, 32 or 3.
You really are something.
Well, I wanted to win.
I understand.
No sense of competing at it if you're not going to win.
RJ, you have a nice landing spot here with stuff you missed.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Dave, how many pull-ups do you think you could do in whenever you deem to be your athletic prime?
Oh, I would say 10.
It's a nice number.
Yeah.
Probably should wear pull-ups. Underwear. Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, that's funny.
That wasn't very nice.
That's an older person's diaper, you jackwagon.
I was born here. Stop. I was breastfed here.
That's an all-timer.
Nipple pants.
That's a good job.
It's an interesting show.
RJ, how many pull-ups could you do?
Oh.
You got the short little arms.
17.
Yeah, I think you'd go 20.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think you could push to 20, yeah.
Prime, I think you'd go 20. How about you, Raymond? You're a big-time high school football player. How many pull-ups?
I could do more than 15, 16.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at us. Just pull-ups all over
the place. In-shape show.
Yeah, but now I don't think I could do any.
You can't touch your toes.
You'd get shut out.
I think there's a good chance
he's got legitimate back problems, Rick.
I'd love to see him do a pull-up.
I think you could do one.
I don't know about that.
There's no chance.
No, he should be able to do one.
No chance.
No, I don't
I'd bet a substantial amount of money he
could
do a pull-up.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I'm honest. I mean, God forbid you take my back issues into account, but no, I don't think I could do any.
How much are we talking here?
What do you mean?
Oh, you want to bet?
You'd put down 40 grand that I couldn't do one?
I think you could do one.
No 40 grand?
No chance. A real pull-up? No.
Dead arm?
Dead arm pull-up. There's no way.
I'll do the one-handed pull-up.
There's no way you do one-handed pull-up.
Yeah. Well, I put the other hand on like the wrist and I just pull up the whole thing.
I think you could do one.
No.
I don't know about
okay,
that.
Well, okay. You can't do any. Sorry. touched on the Knicks. You know who's...
I mean, you think Raymond does now? You think Raymond's not ripping him off like Jack LaLanne?
I think Raymond probably does 10.
Raymond, there's no way you do 10 now.
I think he does 10.
Right?
I could give it a shot.
No.
I think I could get close. I think I get close to 10. Yeah.
Huh? Well, good for you. That'd be impressive.
That's very dismissive.
Dave was expecting you just to agree with
him.
Well,
I was thinking he'd be like, I could maybe do 2. I didn't realize he's still in the shape that he could do 10.
I mean, how do you think he has his weekend stories that we're unaware of?
Maybe the half bedroom is a gym.
You got to stay in shape.
But it's not a gym. He would have told us it was a gym.
You don't know. Anyways, you know who's good? The Celtics. So Rick mentioned this earlier, but this is worth repeating. They had their third win of 50-plus points just this season. They absolutely crushed the Warriors, who have played much better lately. Jaylen Brown had 29, Jason Tatum had 27 on his 26th birthday. And the Celtics had their third largest margin of victory in franchise history. They won 142-88.
They were up 56 at one point.
It might have been in the second quarter. That game was
over.
They were
up by 44 at halftime.
Yeah, that game was an absolute...
Steph Curry scored 4 points.
That's not a lot.
Who's the MVP in the NBA right now?
Ooh. No, Jokic.
You still think Jokic?
I do. You're going to tell me Tatum?
No, I would say the top three right now. I would say Tatum, Shai Gilgeous, and then I would probably say Jokic.
You know, I haven't watched a ton of Thunder games this year. I watched last night against the Suns. That's a good team.
That's a good team.
That's a really good team.
I will tell you, though, like in the same vein that I say, well, I don't think the Celtics come out of the East. I think the Nuggets just run roughshod over the West again.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You're full of hot takes today.
You really are.
So, Dave, you mentioned that game. Suns lose 118-110 to the Thunder. Yusuf Nurkic, 31 rebounds in a loss.
Which is crazy. So, again, I was watching that game. He had 12 rebounds in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Most in an NBA game in 14 years.
Amazing.
Other NBA notes. LeBron James has 40,000 points in his career. Actually, it's more than that. First ever to do it. Also, a note on Bronny James says his decision on whether or not to enter the NBA draft this year will depend on team interest, is what it's being called.
Why doesn't he just go back to school for another year?
Probably
how much team interest could he have? He's not very good in college.
Well, how much interest does the team have
to want LeBron? Yeah.
LeBron.
There you go. Russell Westbrook fractured his hand. Waiting for a little bit more news on him. Men's college hoops. Rutgers falls to Nebraska, 67-56. UConn has their first Big East regular season outright title since 1999, which actually seems hard to believe. Women's college hoops yesterday belonged to Caitlin Clark. Passes Pistol Pete Maravich all-time Division I scoring record. Congratulations. South Carolina finishes their second straight perfect regular season. Little spring training baseball. Juan Soto is ready for regular season ball to begin. Third homer of spring training yesterday. Yankees lose 7-2 to the Tigers. Actually, watch some of this. Nestor Cortez, pretty good. Gives up 1-4, strikes out 3. Ron Marinaccio, very bad. Gave up 4 runs, didn't get an out. Tough to watch.
That's not good, right?
No. Mm-hmm. Yankees, by the way, buckle up all streamers. 21 games on Amazon Prime this year. 19 will be on Wednesdays.
There are going to be some nasty phone calls to the K-Show.
Very angry people.
Mets
lose 5-2. Adrian Hauser, not good. Gives up 3 over an inning and 2/3. Saw that Sean Manaea cut his hair, by the way.
Yep.
For the first time in 4 years.
Yeah, saw that. San Francisco Giants, not to be confused with the New York Giants, and Matt Chapman agreed to a $54 million deal with opt-outs after the first and second year. Ronald Acuna has an irritated meniscus in his right knee, not expected to miss time as of now. Vaughn Grisham, same can't be said for him. Former Brave, current Red Sox, unlikely for opening day, has a groin injury. Little hockey, Devils had themselves a weekend, so they lose to the Kings 5-1 yesterday. And Friday, Devils down by one. Did you guys catch the end of this? Chaos. Just 2 seconds left. Former Ranger Frank Vetrano just knocks the net off.
Yeah,
penalty shot. Jack Hughes loses the puck on the attempt. Lose to the Ducks 4-3.
And the Ducks are not good.
Craig Cronin and the Ducks, yep.
They're very bad. Rangers, Jonathan Quick, nice little one-year extension worth $1.2 million, taking him through next season.
Good for him.
The Canucks and Elias Pettersson, eight-year, $92 million extension.
Canucks.
Capitals. Yeah, Canucks. Capitals wave Evgeny Kuznetsov. Joe Burrow says he should be back from his wrist injury, all cleared by May. Anthony Kim, we talked about him, his return to organized golf. He finished last.
Yeah, he had a grotesque shank, too.
That's not good.
Finished dead last.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And DeAndre Yedlin headed from Cincinnati to Inter Miami in the world of MLS.
The interesting thing about the old Anthony Kim thing was he got paid his disability.
Yeah, like to stay away.
To stay away. So they're trying to
figure. You don't have to return that, though, do you?
I don't know. They had to figure something out. They had to figure something out.
I don't think this is a nice email I just received.
Okay.
You can't do any pull-ups because you're a fat, disgusting, doughy, fat body oxygen thief. And, oh, I hate you and hope bad things happen to you.
That's not nice.
That's me. No.
Why'd you
read that?
This has never happened. Can I have an addendum to Sim? Oh. Just saw this.
Uh-oh.
Addendums.
Zach Wheeler, Phillies extension announced. I'm not seeing terms yet, but they have, according to our own, our buddy, Buster Olney. So he was entering. He was in the final year of his deal. So wait to see what that means.
That pains me.
Yeah, he was one of the guys. If Stevie Cohen owned the team,
he'd probably be a lifelong Met.
We would have never lost him.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, we sat here and we talked for weeks about how the Jets are going to have three options. Davante Adams, and there's more than three, but these were the three most enticing ones, I thought. Davante Adams, T. Higgins, Mike Evans. T. Higgins, franchise, trying to work out a long-term deal. Now, I did read that I guess there's a chance they could trade him, so I guess there remains some kind of a chance with him. Davante Adams, I mean, he fought tooth and nail for Antonio Pierce to keep that job. It would be curious if they traded him and he wanted out of there. And now Mike Evans. So Mike Evans has signed a deal, and the other two don't seem likely to wind up as a member of the Jets. You can't feel great about this news.
No, you can't feel great. No, I mean, I was excited when you read. I mean, when I was reading over the weekend what Mike Evans was going to look for, and a chance to play with an elite quarterback. Okay, check. We got that. I know he's coming off the Achilles, but still, how he's viewed around the league, one of the best to ever do it. And then you just hit me with the pre-sim two-year $52 million deal in Tampa. Great. Yeah, it's not what you want, but, I mean, luckily for us, this draft is flush with really good wide receivers, really good offensive linemen, and then when you look at, I mean, what could potentially be available, I think the name that you keep hearing a lot is Calvin Ridley.
Right.
I don't know if I want to do that.
I don't know that you want to do that either.
I mean, Tyler Boyd's available. Michael Pittman Jr. I wouldn't mind.
There's no way they're going to let him leave. There is no chance that they're going to let him leave Indianapolis. He's what, a 25-year-old receiver who's really
26.
Good. 26. Okay, so this, I mean, come on, you don't let those guys walk away.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just telling you. I mean, that's someone that I wouldn't mind.
All right, so how about this now? You take one of the big receivers is sitting there at 10, and you go offensive line free agency.
I think they're going to take an offensive lineman and look to get a wide receiver later.
It really hurts them not having their second-round pick this year.
It really does. Yep. Well, I mean, it's weird because it would have been a first-round pick if Aaron had played, but he didn't, so you still have your first-round pick. I think they're going to get a really good offensive lineman with 10 and then try to find a receiver, take a receiver at 3 in the third round. I'm telling you what, too, after watching that combine and then having watched him play, that kid Ladd McGonkey is going to be good at the next
level. The kid from Georgia?
The kid, yeah, he's going to be good. He's going to be really good.
For everyone wondering, by the way, I did a little research. He is no relation at all to Phil McConkey.
No relation to Phil McConkey?
Nope. Mm-mm. A lot of people had been asking that. I see, oh, is he McConkey? Nope, nothing. No relation whatsoever to Phil McConkey. He's a good player, though. That Georgia team is littered with talent.
Loaded, yeah. That's what we used to call a concussion, a conkey.
Oh, really?
Conkey's getting a little better.
Conkey?
A conkey. Here's the other thing, though, too. With him, I mean, the sense of urgency now with the Jets, like they have to do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Like if that means future draft picks or whatever it is, if all of a sudden Ayuk does become available because they can't get anything done in San Francisco and it's going to cost you whatever it's going to cost you next year, you got to think about it.
So you would mortgage future picks to improve this team right now?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. Let's go to Subi in Midtown, see what he's got to say about these Jets. Hi, Subi.
Hey, guys. I'm intrigued by Bowers at 10 just because he opens up the field so much like Kelce would. And I'm just intrigued with the fact that, in his pro day, if his health is cleared, I know he's been dealing with some health issues, he just opens up the field right away for Aaron Rodgers. And even if Aaron is struggling with the offensive line, he can just dump it off to him. Also, another point on the pickleball, I don't know who's going to have the home field advantage, but I hope you guys have a big crowd. And that I've played at that place before. It plays fast, and just be aware the ceilings, they're pretty low, so you can't hit it high. You're just going to have to hit it straight at Anita and Amani, like literally hit the ball at them. So that's all I got to say.
Well, thanks for that. I think we actually discussed it. The intent is we're not going to be hitting the ball way up in the air. That's not going to be the game plan for pickleball.
No lobs. Not going to go with the lob shot.
Amani's 6'4". Why are we going to lob over his head?
Right. The place I play at now has the ceiling, too, so you can't really lob. But
when was the last time you played?
Thursday.
Okay, good. So you're out there and playing.
Yep, I'm out there battling.
And I think what's going to help us tremendously is you being a lefty, me being a righty.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to work some strategy into that, make sure we get ourselves into the right spots.
By the way, RJ has the updated deal for Wheeler. This is from John Heyman.
Yeah.
This is a lot of money. 3 years? What do you think?
I would say 3 years. Well, let me get my calculator out here.
Okay.
I would say 3 years. Three times. I would say 3 years, $110 million.
Which seems like a lot to me in its own right. 3 for $126.
How much?
$126.
Wow.
So you're talking about over $40 million a year.
Yeah, shorter term deal, bigger money.
Mike, that I will admit to you, I did not see anything like that per year. You're talking about over $40 million a year for him.
It's Scherzer money.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's big time money.
Is he the high, he's now the highest paid pitcher, starting pitcher per year in baseball, right?
Average annual, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? The more these guys sign those kind of deals, the better the Yankees look for the Cole deal.
Yeah, and all they have to do is give him one extra year to make sure he doesn't opt out of it.
3 for $126. That's a wow.
That's a bit
for Pete's sake.
That's an outrageous amount of money.
Yeah, so AAV, Cole it's makes 36. DeGrom makes 37. Rodon 27. Yeah, that's big time. Yeah, that's. Well, I mean, that Scherzer. That Scherzer.
No options, by the way.
What?
No options.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why would you want an option making $42 million a year?
I get it. Is that what it is? 42. Yeah. $42 million a year. My God, that's a wild amount of money.
Well, I mean, Scherzer and Verlander are making over 43.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, do you look at him as that level of pitcher?
Well, for 3 years. Yeah, see, listen, I would rather do deals like that.
I agree with you, because now
more AAV, shorter deals. Get the 3 years, pay a little bit more than you like.
But at least you're not strapped into, 7 years for, God knows what.
Right, that's the point. That's right. That's how you incentivize someone to take a shorter deal. You give them.
Well, I mean, so why wouldn't Blake Snell agree to a short deal?
Anyone's offering him $42 million a year.
Well, he's not going to get that because I don't think he's as good as Wheeler. But I mean,
the 30? Problem is here's what ends up being the problem for him is that in his mind he's never going to be more attractive than he is right now, or shouldn't be more attractive than he is right now.
I think that's fair.
So, like, he wants his long term deal. It was 9 years, $270 million he wanted.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. I mean, it doesn't feel like pitchers are getting 9 year deals now.
Well, especially him, because
I mean, Yamamoto got an extended deal, but I mean,
that's a unique situation,
right? That's what I'm saying.
He's 25 too,
right? I mean, I wouldn't break the bank for Snell for an extended period of time. Again, I like what the Mets have kind of started this trend of let's give great pitchers. Now those guys were older, but let's give great pitchers a lot of money in a short term deal.
Well, it also makes it. I mean, it makes it easier too to move off them if you have to, because it's only a couple years. You know what I mean? Like it's. That was the problem with the Yankees and what they did. In order to save some money, like the LeMahieu deal, rather than give him more money AAV, they decided to go a couple extra years.
Well, yeah, but you don't want that.
Right. Now you're stuck with the back end of those couple extra
years.
Right.
Now you're tied into a guy that you may not want for all that time, and you can't get rid of him.
No.
No. More money, shorter term. That's the way. And Jordan Montgomery, I mean, those guys are still available. The season starts in this month.
Yeah, we're going to have baseball this month.
I know. I mean, we are, 17 days away from Padres-Dodgers?
I still don't understand why the Mets aren't making a play for Jordan Montgomery. I don't understand it.
It's obvious. I don't think they want him. Like, it's not like, do we spend money now? I think it has to be we don't want Jordan Montgomery on this team.
You'd have to explain to me why, though.
I don't know.
Has
I can't.
Proven he can pitch in New York. Was really good for the Rangers in the playoffs.
Was great.
Won a championship, and now, I mean, his market is depressed, so you're probably going to get a good deal. And it's not like it affects your long-term plan. Like,
wouldn't you like to have him in your rotation for the next 2-3 years?
That's what I mean.
Right.
And it's not like he's taking innings from young guys that you're trying to figure out.
And
right?
Who do you have locked up after this season? You have nobody.
Right. That's the point. And the guy that you were counting on to be your ace, who's not really an ace, is hurt.
Right.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Did you get to spend any time with Brian this weekend?
I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I did.
That's good to know. Everything okay?
He actually came and watched the men's league game.
Really?
Yeah, came and checked it out.
He was your
out.
Plus one to that as well.
Brought the whole, yeah, well, kids came too.
Mm-hmm. So I thought he's a baseball player. He doesn't play on the team?
It's a men's league hockey.
Oh, men's league hockey.
Yeah, hockey season. Baseball's just starting up.
And he couldn't strap some skates on, get out there, and as a best friend, kind of support you?
He probably could have.
As your winger?
Yeah. Well, no, I played D, but no, we didn't.
As your D partner?
I have a D partner.
The Jeff Bookaboom to your Brian Leach?
No, I got my guy. My guy, okay. Aaron. He's wearing like peanut butter and jelly.
All right. Now, is Brian at all marriage. Jealous of the relationship you have with Aaron as your...
No.
As your other D partner?
No, he gets it. No, he understands.
He says that, but knowing Brian, there's got to be some semblance of jealousy.
No.
Yeah.
No, Brian's not.
Yeah, because you say he's your D partner. Brian thinks of himself as your almost like your life partner.
I think that's different now, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, Brian, but I'm sure. RJ, wouldn't you think that Brian feels some way that Rick has like his best friend on the ice?
Can I ask where? I feel like we need to take a temperature of the room. Brian and like Pete what too. Kind of,
How are we taking this though? Like the Dave way or like the normal way?
Whichever way you feel comfortable.
Is there a normal way? I think anything works.
Yes, there is. No, I don't think so. So Pete and Such, noted legendary friends of Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Brian.
Right.
What's the order like these days?
Yeah, cuddle, marry, trash.
Ooh, that's good. That's
no,
good.
This isn't right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's good. That's good.
What's the order you. Like now?
Thank you. Cuddle, marry, trash.
I would probably say the order right now would be marry Brian.
Wow!
Oh, you married Brian! This is unbelievable!
I would cuddle.
Here's the question.
I would cuddle Pete. And
Such is in the trash?
You're trashing Such. I didn't see Such when I went back to Boston. He was away.
Wow. I can't believe this is happening.
So I saw Pete.
He's marrying Brian. You've known Brian for what, 3 years?
The person.
You've known Brian for how long?
A lot less than I know Such and Pete.
For 3 years?
Probably something like that.
So this is now marriage material after 3 years when you've been through thick and thin with these guys?
So, but this leads me to a follow-up question.
I can't believe this.
So Pete and Such are now, they're vulnerable. They can be taken down now. The playbook is out there.
Oh, yeah, it is. Just worm your way in.
How far away is Dave from the top three?
How far is Dave from the top three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Like, is he like he needs to like get hot and win his conference tournament? Is he like on the bubble? Like, where are we at?
No, I think he's like, I mean, he's, I think those three are kind of like the Celtics. And then Dave's right at that second.
Dave's like St. John's.
Top of the second tier.
No, don't be mean, RJ.
I'm reading what he's saying.
He's better than Georgetown.
Oh, okay. Anybody's better than Georgetown.
He's much better than Georgetown. Wow. How about my wife asked me too yesterday? We almost got into a little verbal altercation. I come walking out of the where I have my hockey equipment, bags on my shoulder. I'm dressed with my sticks. And she's like,
where are you going?
No, she goes, is that what you're wearing? Well, she's coming to the game anyway. She's like, is that what you're wearing? I was like, yeah, what do you mean, is that what I'm wearing? I'm wearing clothes. She's like, you don't wear your understuff to the rink? I was like, why would I wear my understuff? She's like, you get naked in front of everybody? I'm like, yeah, it's a locker room. That's what I do. She's like, well, how come you just don't wear your understuff? I'm a 40-year-old man, Cass. I got a shower after the game. I'm not going to wear my underclothes that I wear under my hockey stuff home afterwards.
Wow.
What's wrong with you?
So she wouldn't even be cut on Mary Trash, right? She would be left as others receiving votes kind of thing?
No, she's the Mary Mary.
She's the Mary.
Yeah, yeah. Mary, okay. Mary, Mary.
Got a text from someone at the station. Does Brian ever shove his tongue down your throat?
No.
Never?
No. It's only that's Brouncher did stick his tongue.
I'm not going to take the low-hanging flute.
It was
That was Brouncher that did that at the Mets game. He gave me like a little tip of the tongue.
I got one. Ugh. Just sent to me via the email. Electronic mail would be. CMT, Brian, yep. Michael, Cass. You got to marry Cass.
I mean, that's a silly question.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. But Cass all day, every day.
Right. And then?
Well, then I have to go Brian. I mean, the frequency in which I see Brian. I mean, that's. I mean, come on, that's a silly question.
So just, I love Michael. Just for the record, you're trashing Michael K.
No,
I'm. Yeah, yes, you are.
Politely recycling.
No. Trashing right into the receptacle with the dog poop and everything, no. Michael K.
No. How about Michael's? Michael posted a very sexy picture of himself in the backyard the other day.
Oh yeah,
very sexy.
Was it revealing?
Oh no, he had the beard. He had the dog with him. He had like
hoodie
camo,
up,
camo hoodie up, camo pants.
Camo pants.
Very stylish.
You going into battle?
No, the beard is growing. By the way,
growing.
Let's go to Matt in Port Washington and say good morning. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
Hey there, David. How you doing? Big good. Fan. You know, I know most people shout out the company. I got to shout out my boy Shefty. But, just want to talk about the Knicks. You know, I always love what you guys have to say regarding in terms of, you know, pumping the brakes of, you know, championship contention. I think we just need to enjoy.
Matt, we never said anything like that.
No. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about everyone that is expecting that. I'm saying I totally agree with you guys that we need to enjoy this ride and
how
bad and of a deprived franchise this has been. And I think, you know, when you look at the history of the NBA, you always got to get close enough. Like, I'd love to see the Knicks just – let's see if we can go to six games in the Eastern Conference Finals with the Celtics, and let's see how far away we are and what piece we're missing. You know what I mean? You think about, like – those great Pistons teams when they couldn't get over the hump against the Celtics in the 80s. And, you know, they had to get rid of a guy like Adrian Dantley and bring in a Dennis Rodman. But let's find that next piece that we need to bring in. But, you know, I think that should kind of be the expectations. And I think we should be a little bit more appreciative of how great this team has been and just enjoy the ride. Let's see how far we can go. And, you know, we'll find out, you know, how many pieces we are away this offseason. And we'll go from there.
All right, appreciate the call. I think they're one big, big piece away. I mean, you add one, you know, star player, and you're right there to compete for an NBA championship.
Right, but I think, I mean, you use the postseason and see what, I mean, who plays well, who doesn't, and what you need, and then see, I mean, other places, you know, if there's any, you know, any guys that are, you know, become unhappy with their situation where they say to themselves, hey, this team is not good enough, I want to move.
Absolutely. Let's go to Ronan in Brookville. Hi, Ronan.
Mi amigos, I missed you boys.
Well, whose fault is that, Ronan? You got to make the call, my friend.
Well, sometimes it's hard to make a call, but I wanted to ask the committee, before I give you a fatherly advice, Dave, if I heard you guys in Sudan, Ethiopia, Yemen, Egypt, Israel, Lebanon, and Syria, do we put a dinger in the map or no?
Not if you heard us. You have to make the call from those places.
It's a little bit hard. But, Dave, the story I heard today this morning, I'm back in town. Rico, I'm back in town, baby. I heard a story you had, the little, you know, scrum you had with your son.
Right.
And it's signed for things that are soon to be developed. We all grew up in different eras, different ages, different ages, different generations. When my father stood up, I stood up with him. And sure as hell, I will not let my dad take the dogs out. He would just give me the look. What do you think she needs? Oh, she needs to go out. Okay, then I strap on and take the dogs out.
I get it, Ronan. I understand why you would say this. It was raining and it was dark, and I thought it was something that I should do. I mean, he's 13. It's not like he's 17. And maybe it was a misstep, but I decided it was something I should do and not him.
And you felt like you wanted to go outside with your socks on.
Well, what am I not going to wear socks?
Yeah, just get his wet feet.
It went through the sneaker. I don't understand why this is so
foreign
to
you. The real issue here is...
Were you walking around squeaking? Right. You're making that noise?
Oh, God.
It's not the only squeaking. The only real issue here is... The only real issue here is, okay, is that this is the beginning of Alex taking over the house, is what's happening. He will be the one that is...
He's the alpha male?
Yes.
Yeah, you could be right.
Sooner rather than later.
Let's go to, speaking of the alpha male on the show, Raymond Three Stars.
Number three. Today's three stars.
Yeah, it would help if I actually hit the right one when it started.
Number three.
All right, well, you know, I got to start with the Knicks because we came into the last night into today, we were on the verge of panic. You read the text messages in the group chat. You killed me and John, but we were being honest. We thought the season was over.
Tremendous babies.
But as we come into today, Tibbs says it's just a contusion. X-ray's negative. We get hopefully look at MRI and more results. But the news seems a lot more positive on Jalen Brunson, so we can only hope that it will get better. By the way, OG, Mitch, Julius, they all traveled to Cleveland, so they are on track, and hopefully we'll be rejoining the Knicks soon. And we're not guaranteeing championship, but listen, things are looking good.
Number two.
Well, you were just telling that story. Alex not only lied to you, Dave. He did challenge your authority, and that caller did bring up a good point. Like, most of the times, dad tells son, take the dog out, you handle it. So, I don't know, maybe...
Well, I'm a better dad than most, is what that proves.
I don't know about that.
Number one.
It's got to go to the heartfelt letter from Danny in Melbourne. I want to make sure I say Melbourne properly. Danny, thank you for the kind words, and we're all rooting for you, buddy.
We certainly are. Good job, Raymond. Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion is DiPietro Rothenberg and
Carpe Omnia.
987 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.